You're listening to New Technia. Scientists mapped 60 human vagus nerves to help make stimulation more precise. Researchers released an open anatomical atlas built from 60 vagus nerves donated by 30 people. It could guide more selective stimulation devices by revealing internal nerve bundles, but the work used cadaveric tissue and has not yet improved treatment in a clinical trial. A new open anatomical atlas shows how the human vagus nerve changes along its long route from the brainstem into the chest and abdomen. The work could give engineers a better guide for placing and programming nerve stimulation devices, but it is a map of donated tissue, not evidence that a new treatment already works. The 30-second summary. What happened? Feinstein Institute's researchers released detailed reconstructions made from 60 vagus nerves donated by 30 people, combining micro-CT, ultrasound, and tissue staining. Why does it matter? The atlas may help researchers identify which bundles of fibers lead toward particular organs, a basic requirement for more selective electrical stimulation. What is the catch? The donors were deceased. No patient received a device based on the atlas, and anatomy alone cannot establish clinical benefit. Key number. 60 left and right vagus nerves from 30 human donors form the core of the released anatomical collection. Why a better map could change device design? The vagus nerve carries signals between the brain and organs, including the heart, lungs, and digestive system. Existing vagus nerve stimulation is used in selected patients with epilepsy, treatment-resistant depression, and for rehabilitation after stroke, but an electrode wrapped around the nerve can activate mixed populations of fibers rather than one clean pathway. That lack of selectivity matters. Stimulation can produce hoarseness, coughing, throat discomfort, or swallowing problems, signs that current reaches fibers beyond the intended therapeutic circuit. A more detailed atlas cannot remove those effects by itself, but it can give device makers a better anatomical starting point than a simplified textbook drawing. What the researchers actually released. The Feinstein Institute's announcement describes a multi-year effort to trace the nerve through the neck, thorax, and abdomen. The underlying files are being released through the U.S. National Institutes of Health-supported SPARC program, where researchers can inspect micro-CT scans and immunohistochemistry images rather than relying only on a finished illustration. The collection also appears on PenSiv as a set of donor-specific datasets under an open license. Each technique answers a different question: ultrasound records tissue before dissection, microcomputed tomography reconstructs internal bundles in three dimensions, and immunohistochemistry uses molecular labels to distinguish structures in thin tissue sections. How the atlas could guide more selective stimulation. A nerve that looks like one cable from the outside contains smaller bundles called fascicles. Their position and composition can change along the nerve, so an electrode placed a few centimeters higher or lower may encounter a different internal arrangement. By comparing many left and right nerves, researchers can look for patterns that recur and variations that do not. The practical goal is not to produce one universal wiring diagram. It is to learn which landmarks are dependable enough to inform electrode shape, surgical placement, and stimulation settings, then test those choices experimentally. Before we overstate the result, the atlas is based on cadaveric donor tissue, which cannot reproduce living physiology, movement, or the electrical response of a nerve during treatment. 30 donors reveal meaningful variation, but they do not represent every age, body type, disease, or surgical history. No clinical trial has yet shown that an atlas-guided implant improves symptoms or reduces adverse effects. The large imaging files still require expert segmentation and interpretation, which can introduce judgment and error. What happens next? Independent teams can now use the open data to compare their own dissections, simulation models, and electrode designs. The strongest next evidence would connect the anatomical pathways to electrical recordings, then test whether a targeted stimulation strategy reaches the intended organ circuit while avoiding neighboring fibers. Current clinical guidance on vagus nerve. Stimulation also provides a useful reality check. Approved therapy is real, but it requires surgery, programming, and follow-up, and it can cause side effects. The new atlas is valuable infrastructure for better experiments, not a shortcut around that clinical process. The takeaway. The achievement is less dramatic than a new cure and more durable than one. Researchers have turned a complicated, variable nerve into a public three-dimensional reference that others can challenge and improve. Whether that map leads to gentler and more precise treatment will depend on the device and patient studies that follow. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.